Head and lie on your back. Begin to notice what kind of contact you're making with the floor. Sense how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor, how your mid-back and lower back is resting. Sense how your pelvis is resting on the floor and how your legs are lying along the floor. Very gently begin to roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Notice what it feels like to roll your head to each side. And maybe you notice that it feels a little freer or easier to roll it to one side compared to the other. And bring your head back to the center. Now see if you can begin to sense and observe your entire spine from the base of your head or your skull to the very top part of your neck, all the way down to your pelvis to the tailbone. And notice what parts of your spine seem really clear in your image and what parts seem less clear. And then roll to your side and come up to sitting.
Notice the soles of your feet together. Lean on your hands behind you. And begin to do a movement of starting to rock your pelvis a little bit forward and back. Forward being the direction towards your feet, and back being the direction of behind you. Excellent. And as you're rocking very gently your pelvis a little bit forward and back, see if you can begin to imagine as if you have a clock sitting underneath your pelvis. And we'll say 12 o'clock is in the direction of where your feet are resting, and 6 o'clock is somewhere behind you. So as you rocked towards 12 o'clock, your abdomen pushes out and forward towards your feet. And then as you rock towards 6 o'clock, you pull the abdomen in and your back rounds back towards 6 o'clock. That's it. And let that go and rest on your back. Bring yourself up to sitting again in the same configuration with the soles of your feet together and leaning on your hands behind you. And just notice how you position your hands behind you, or the fingertips pointing forward or out to the side or backwards. And just experiment with different possibilities of where to place your hands for comfort. And now return to the same movement, just to make it a little bit more familiar with yourself, of allowing the belly to come forward, arching the spine, and then rounding your back back, pulling your abdomen in. As you're doing the movement, sense if there's the rest of you participating, or do you just feel the movement in your pelvis? And once again, rest on your back. Bring yourself up to sitting again. Soles of your feet together, leaning comfortably on your hands behind you. And this time, begin to push your belly forward and over to the left, as if you were going to lower your left knee down towards the floor. So it's more of like a diagonal movement of bringing the belly forward, over to the left, and then coming back to the starting position. Notice which hands you actually press firmer into the floor as you bring your belly over to the left. And again, pause and rest on your back. Once again, bring yourself up to sitting in the same configuration. And this time, begin to allow your belly to push out and forward over to the right side, allowing the right knee to begin to lower itself closer to the floor. And again, you always return back to the starting position after each movement. Notice how you're breathing as you continue to do the movement. Observe if you're clenching your jaw at all. And if so, see if you can allow your teeth and your jaw to relax. You can do the movement a little bit slower so that you can allow yourself to be comfortable and breathe. That's it. And now just a few times, begin to alternate, bringing your belly forward once over to the right, come back to the center, and then pushing the belly forward over to the left. And as you alternate going back and forth, just observe for yourself if you notice or feel a difference in the way that you do the movement to one side compared to the other. Does one knee lower closer to the floor? Or another way of thinking of it is, does one knee stay up away from the floor more than the other? And rest on your back. Roll to your side and come up to sitting again. The same configuration, leaning on your hands behind you and the soles of your feet together. And now return to the earlier movement of just allowing your pelvis to push forward, coming towards 12 o'clock, and then pulling your abdomen in, allowing the pelvis to round back towards 6 o'clock. And as the movement becomes clearer and clearer for you in your pelvis, begin to sense and observe what's happening through your spine, all the way up to your head. Do you notice that your chin wants to move away from your chest during one phase of the movement? And then during another phase, it actually pulls down into your chest. If you stay very in tune with yourself, you'll immediately know which direction responds to which part of the movement of the chin. That's it. As you allow the chin to lower into your chest as you pull your abdomen in, see if you can really allow the chest to become very soft and fold and round. When you push the abdomen forward, allow the chin to move away from the chest and feel the chest lift more up towards the ceiling. That's it. And rest once again on your back. And notice what your contact is like now with the floor. Sense what's changed in the way that you're lying on the floor. And now very gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And sense if there's any changes or differences now in the way that you roll your head to each side. And take another moment to just rest. Now roll to your side again and come up to sitting. This time with the soles of your feet together, you're going to lean back onto your forearms. So that means you'll be resting from the elbow down to the palm. Your fingers are pointing forward. And again, make sure that you're in a comfortable position. You can slide your feet a little bit further away from you or a little bit closer. Find the place that it feels the most comfortable for the soles of your feet to be together. And in this new configuration, begin to start pushing your belly, your abdomen forward, and then pulling it back in. That's it. And notice what begins to happen with your knees when you push your belly forward, and then what begins to happen with your knees when you draw your abdomen in. Bring your awareness now up to your head and sense what's happening now with the chin. Feel how your chin again pulls down into your chest as you draw your abdomen in. And then as you push your belly forward, begin to let the chin move away from the chest as if you might even look towards the back of the room. Now see if it's possible to start changing the movement so that when you draw your abdomen in, you allow your head and your chin to move away from you. And then when you push your abdomen forward, you let your chin come down into your chest. So we'll call this the out of phase way. Takes a little bit more concentration. That's it. And rest on your back. Once again, come up to the same position of leaning on your forearms with the soles of your feet together. And this time, begin to start pushing your belly out over to the right side as if to bring the right knee down closer to the floor and then return back to the center or neutral position. And notice what happens when you push the abdomen forward over to the right knee, how the right knee lowers down to the floor, and how the left knee actually pulls up away from the floor. Now see if you can begin to follow the movement with your eyes, keeping your eyes closed. So you look towards the right knee as you begin to lower the right knee closer to the floor. Check in with your breathing and see if you're still breathing very freely and easily. And sense, in addition to your eyes looking to the right, does your head slightly turn to the right? And go ahead and exaggerate that movement so that your head and your eyes turn to the right, following your belly pushing forward over to the right, and the right knee lowers closer to the floor. And pause to rest on your back. Return to the same position. And continue the same movement of allowing your belly to push forward over to the right, allowing your eyes and your head to also turn and look to the right. Sense what's happening in your spine, in your rib cage. And now see if you can, this next time, begin to direct your head and your eyes to the left as you continue to push your belly forward over to the right. For some of you, this may feel more familiar than allowing your head and your eyes to look to the right. That's it. And now begin to alternate the two movements so that each time you continue to push your belly forward and out to the right knee lowers closer to the floor, but one time your head and eyes turn to the left, and then the next time your head and eyes turn to the right. And let that go and rest on your back. Bring yourself up to the same position, leaning on your forearms, soles of your feet together. And one more time, continue this direction of allowing the belly to come forward over to the right knee, letting the right knee lower down to the floor. And see if it's possible to keep your head in the center and just allow your eyes to be directed over to the right. That's it. And now see if you can direct your eyes to the left, again keeping your head still in the center and still continuing to allow the belly to push out and forward over to the right. And now see if it's possible to alternate your eyes, looking once to the right, and then once to the left. And go ahead and rest on your back now. Sense how you're making contact with the floor. Notice how you're sensing your spine now. Very gently begin to roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right, and just sense how the movement of rolling your head has changed. If at any time during the lesson you feel too fatigued to return to the same position, you can continue to lie on your back and visualize yourself in the configuration, carrying out the movements described. Bring yourself up to sitting again, leaning on your forearms, soles of your feet together. And very gently start to allow your belly and abdomen to push forward over to the left, beginning to introduce the left knee to bring itself closer to the floor. And this next time, just alternate. Once bringing the left knee closer to the floor, and then just going back to the right side for a moment, and just sense if there's a difference in the two sides right now. Does it feel clearer on the right side after all the different movements we did on that side? And now stay with doing the movement to the left side. Begin to let your head and your eyes also turn to the left, following the movement of your belly coming forward over to the left. That's it. Pause and rest on your back. Return to the same sitting position and continue with allowing your belly to push forward over to the right, and as that movement continues, to the left, that's it, and as the movement continues to feel familiar, begin to direct your head and your eyes to the right. So your belly is pushing forward over to the left, and your left knee is coming closer to the floor, and your head and your eyes are turning to the right. And now begin to alternate turning your head and your eyes once to the right and then once to the left as you continue to allow the belly to come forward over to the left side. And rest on your back. Return to the sitting position, leaning on your forearms, and continue to allow your belly to push forward over to the left side, this time keeping your head in the center and just allowing your eyes to look to the left. And now begin to direct your eyes to the right, but continue the movement of your belly pushing forward over to the left. And now begin to alternate your eyes, one time looking to the left, and then one time looking to the right. And let that go and rest on your back. As you continue to rest on your back, begin to notice how you're breathing. Sense the kind of contact that you're now making with the floor. And gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Now continue to lie on your back, but bend your knees, allow them to open out to the side so again you can bring the soles of your feet together. And in this configuration, return to the earlier movement of allowing your abdomen and belly to push forward and then drawing it back in. Notice when you draw your abdomen in, how the knees start to pull up towards the ceiling a little bit. And when you allow the belly to push forward, the knees spread wider apart. Notice what's also happening in the lower part of your spine. What's happening in the mid part of your back. And all the way up towards the base of your neck. Let it go and lengthen your legs to rest. Once again, bring the soles of your feet together. Allow your knees to rest openly. And continue this idea of bringing your belly forward, allowing your lower back to arch, and then drawing the belly in, flattening your back out. And notice what's happening with your head and your chin. When does your chin draw closer to your chest, and then when does the chin move away from your chest? And now a couple times, make the movement smaller and a lot quicker. Just see how fast can you rock yourself back and forth. Again, reduce the size of the movement, but increase the speed of the movement. And now see if you can do it a little faster, a little quicker. Even quicker. That's it. And rest again on your back. Bend your knees and draw the soles of your feet up together again. And return to the movement of starting to rock your belly forward, allowing the belly to come over to the right side so that the right knee begins to lower closer to the floor and come back to the starting position. And now begin to rock your belly now over to the left side, allowing the left knee to lower to the floor. And now begin to alternate, once pushing your belly out forward to the right, and then the next time to the left. And rest again on your back. Once again, drop the soles of your feet so that they're touching and your knees are open. And return to the movement of starting to allow your abdomen to push forward over to the right and coming back to the neutral position. And let your head and your eyes follow the movement. So everything comes to the right and then you come back to the center. And now these next few times, allow your head and your eyes to look to the left, but continue to allow the belly to push forward over to the right, lowering the right knee closer to the floor. Stretch out your legs and rest on your back again. Bend your knees so that the soles of your feet come together, knees open. Start to direct your pelvis now over to the left, lowering the left knee down to the floor, and direct your head and your eyes also to the left. Notice if your jaw is clenched at all. If so, just see if you can separate the teeth a little bit and allow your lower jaw to be free. As you continue the movements. And now begin to take your head and your eyes to the right as your belly continues to push forward over to the left. Lengthen your legs and rest on your back. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting to the earliest position. Lean on your hands behind you. Bring the soles of your feet together. And just return to the first movement we did, which was starting to allow your pelvis to rock forward and back, going towards 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And just notice how that's feeling now. Allow your head to participate with the movement. So as you draw your abdomen in, your chin pulls down into your chest. And as your belly pushes forward, your chin moves away from your chest. Notice if your eyes are also involved with the movement, looking down and looking up. And pause to rest for a moment. Rest on your back. Return to the same sitting position, leaning on your hands behind you, soles of your feet together. And this time, as you draw your abdomen in, allow your eyes to look up. You can keep your head in a relatively neutral position. So as you draw the abdomen in, your eyes look up. And then as you push the abdomen forward or the belly forward, your eyes look down. That's it. And now begin to allow your head and your eyes to move together and sync with your belly. So as you allow the belly to push forward, your chin moves away from your chest and your eyes look up. And as you draw your belly in, you look down, your chest softens, your chin lowers into your chest. And rest on your back. And now as you continue to rest on your back, see if you can imagine or think that your right eye could begin to look up as your left eye looks down. Pause for a moment. And now begin to have the left eye look up as the right eye looks down. Let that go and rest. Now, one last time, bring yourself up to sitting, leaning on your hands behind you and having the soles of your feet together. And just go through the movement of rocking your pelvis a little bit forward and back towards 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Sense that the movement has become smoother and more comfortable for you. Notice how much of your entire self now participates with the movement. Notice the movement of your neck and your shoulders and your head. and rest again on your back. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, bend your knees and bring your feet to a standing position. Interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. Allow your elbows to be directed towards the ceiling as if you're like snuggling your head to hold your head. And then alternate, once lifting your head very, very gently as if to look down towards your knees. Allow your chest to soften as you lift your head. As you lower your head back down to the floor, begin to lift your knees and your feet away from the floor, bringing them towards your elbows. When your feet make contact with the floor again, gently begin to start lifting your head, directing your face forward, your elbows forward towards your knees. When you lower your head, lift your feet away from the floor, bring your knees towards your elbows. That's it. And then let that go and rest on your back. Begin to sense the contact that you're now making with the floor. Observe how each shoulder blade is now resting differently on the floor. Sense how your mid-back and lower back is resting, how your pelvis is resting on the floor, and how your legs are lying along the floor. Bring your awareness and attention back onto your spine. See if you can sense more of your entire spine, all the way from the base of your skull down to your tailbone. And then very gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Feel how the movement of rolling your head has improved to each side now. And then take another moment to just rest on your back. When you feel ready, you can roll to one of your sides and come up to sitting, and then bring yourself up to standing to sense how you feel in standing now after doing the lesson.